The government report on UFOs. While we all know there is a report which is supposed to come out from the Pentagon about UFOs, which would supposedly let us know if they are a danger and maybe even if some were extraterrestrial, I wouldn't hold my breath in hope of finding out this much. To top that off, the Inspector General of the Pentagon, no, I didn't know there was such a thing, is now going to probe the way the military is handling sightings and the use of high-performance aircraft which have violated military airspace. Is this a preface of the report which might say, there are no alien UFOs, only secret aircraft? There are complaints being lodged stating some security agencies are not sharing their data for the report. The whole idea of establishing the Homeland Security was to prevent this kind of thing among different agencies by having one agency over all the rest. Apparently, this prevention is not happening. So, what is the Inspector General looking for? He wants to find out what actions the Department of Defense has taken regarding the unidentified aerial phenomena known as UAPs and formerly known as UFOs. Will this delay the report, and will the report contain much which will be redacted to the point it will be useless? I ask this question because I have seen so many Freedom of Information reports where whole pages were blacked out and totally useless. Lastly, who asked the Inspector General to step into this and why? It could have been someone who knew the report was not going to contain everything it should, and that person would have to be in a position of power. There have been many statements over the years about UFO wreckage and where it is being stored. Some say Area 51, others say Edwards Air Force Base, and still others say other places. There are also those who say all the wreckage of UFOs is really of secret planes and satellites. Who is telling the truth? The former Senator Harry Reid served from 1987 to 2017, and in all that time he says he never saw any wreckage, even though he believes it exists and at least some of it is in the hands of Lockheed Martin. While he has been forced to try and get the government to release UFO data, he claimed the UFOs which swarmed our warships in 2019 were Russian drones which came all the way from Russia to near the coast of Florida. Since this would have been almost impossible to fly them that far and for them to perform some of the maneuvers they did, it seems to be an unsatisfactory explanation and a surprise coming from an advocate for UFO information. Regarding the UFO wreckage, Reid said, I was told for decades that Lockheed had some of these retrieved materials. And I tried to get, as I recall, a classified approval by the Pentagon to have me go look at the stuff. They would not approve of that. I don't know what all the numbers were, what kind of classification it was, but they would not give that to me. There is a persistent rumor that we have had a plane capable of going into space, and to make matters more interesting, it is a black triangle shape. It is even said it is in at least the third generation and is named the SR-91 Aurora. The first signs of the plane were said to appear in the 1980s. There is some circumstantial proof. First of all, the SR-71 Blackbird was the fastest plane in the world when we discontinued it. I ask you, would the US government discontinue this plane without having something more capable? I don't believe they would. Secondly, there have been many sightings of black triangular craft since the 1980s. Is this a coincidence? Third, it has been claimed for quite some time now we have a space station which is secret and technology which can keep it hidden. This would be the perfect vehicle for going back and forth to it. It was said federal budget documents contain the word Aurora. If we do have an Aurora, it is probably hypersonic, and this could be the reason the DoD doesn't seem to be too worried about Chinese and Russian hypersonic vehicles. The Nazis had plans for a circular craft which looked like a UFO and had a revolutionary engine. We copied almost all their plans, which were for planes and rockets which were far ahead of anything we had. The question is, did we copy the plans for what looked like a traditional UFO? It seems to me the military would have at least wanted to try the design. Could this have led to some secret vehicles we have today which are being mistaken for alien craft? It does seem reasonable. Our skies are full of unknown craft and lights. Every day there could be hundreds of people around the world witnessing UFOs. Remember, most are not reported. It stands to reason at least some are mistaken identity. Some are planes, some are secret aircraft, and some are objects like balloons. When estimates are made of UFO sightings were totally unexplained, some say it accounts for at least 5% of all the sightings. Others believe it is much higher. I think if we take into account before flight, we get a picture of what is really happening. When UFOs were drawn on cave wall some 25,000 years ago, there were no planes and such, so the only things which could have been mistaken for UFOs were the planets at night and the birds during the day. The problem with this is when we look at the drawings, we see traditional shaped UFOs with portholes. How can this ever be explained, except by the fact the people from that time drew what they saw? I find it hard to believe the government is going to spill all the beans on UFOs, and I can't help but think we are headed for one of the biggest disappointments on UFO facts we ever had. I sure hope I am wrong, because I am hoping I can hear the true facts while I am still alive, but I wouldn't bet on it given the track record of the government on such things. I think not only will we hear the truth about UFOs, but the fact we are flying secret aircraft will also be hidden. I guess at this point we can do nothing but wait and see if the report comes out and what it says.